Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. That blessed institution, that dream within a dream. Love, true love. I performed 3 weddings this weekend, and after spending the entire week preparing to preach on the Princess Bride, it was all I could do to not incorporate that into some poor person's wedding. So I did it here. We conclude our summer movie series this week with The Princess Bride. It's a very fun and quotable movie. If you haven't seen it, it is a classic fairy tale. Oh, there is fencing and fighting and torture and revenge and giants and monsters and chases, escapes and true love and miracles. And much to the chagrin of the young boy who hears the story told, some kissing. Now, I enjoy this movie so greatly, but I did appreciate the comment I heard from a parishioner yesterday as we were discussing things, who told me, I watched it for the first time. It was nice, but it didn't change my life. You know, some of the movies we talk about in these summer movie sermon series, they're so specific in their theme and their content, it's obvious from a first watching what the sermon's going to be about. Some of the movies we've used, they carry such a strong and powerful theme, you don't even need to hear the sermon to be changed. And then there's other ones, and that may not be so true for them. But as we prepared for the summer movie series, I had a list of all these possible movies and the staff. We talked and we went through things, and the whole time there was a star next to Princess Bride. I said, you can pick any other 3 ones we want to do, but I'm doing that one. I had no clue what I'd preach on. I just knew I really wanted to do it. Not always the best way to go into a sermon, by the way. I will admit, when I rewatched it in preparation for the summer, in preparation for today, I wasn't immediately sure what to talk about. I mean, let alone the fact that there are many people who have a deep love for this movie, and you don't want to preach on it and screw it up. But as I began to rewatch the movie again and again, I began to notice a constant theme within the lives of the characters and the entire movement of the plot. The story of the Princess Bride is a story of struggle and perseverance. Whether it's losing their loved one, struggling to find justice, being underappreciated, hunting for what was lost, these are important themes. And they don't just happen in the movie, they happen in our lives. Though the movie does take it to a very dramatic place. I mean, you've got one hero who's captured by pirates, must then climb the cliffs of insanity to chase his lost love after engaging in an epic duel, wrestling a giant, drinking poison, avoiding death in a place called the Fire Swamp, who's attacked by rodents of unusual sizes, thrown into the pit of despair. Sorry, no escape. Has years of life sucked away by some crazy torture device, ends up mostly dead, is brought back to full life, only to have to storm a castle, all in pursuit of a girl who used to boss him around on the farm. Like I said, struggle, perseverance. Or another one of our heroes, whose father was killed when he was a young boy, who spends 20 years studying fencing to hunt down the man who has 6 fingers on his right hand, all so he can look that man in the eye and say, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Thank you for joining me. I thought I'd front load the quotes to the beginning. You see, this movie, this story is a collection of those who struggle repeatedly, yet they persevere. Now, any time I speak about difficulties in life, it is important to name that the God I know is not a God that causes our problems. Hear that clearly. Now, this isn't just something I say because it sounds good. It's something our scriptures name as well. The author of Ecclesiastes reflects on life and puts it this way. I have seen everything under the sun. The race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant. Nor does favor be bestowed upon the learned. Time and chance happen to us all. Time and chance. Life simply happens sometimes. Now, this is one of the hardest things to admit and acknowledge. Because if there were reasons for everything, we could try and avoid them, or at least pretend we understand them. It's like when you're caught in traffic, and it's traffic, and it's traffic, and all of a sudden the traffic lets loose, and you're driving freely, and you're like, I didn't even see an accident. Why was I stuck in traffic? You want to at least know why. You want to know why. But we can't know. We can't know why everything happens, nor can we control it or avoid it. So I remind you again, God does not make bad things happen. God does not try to teach us things by making hard things happen in life. Now, that doesn't mean we can't learn. That's another conversation. God does not send us struggles on purpose. But hardships happen. Bad things take place in life. So what are we to do in the midst of these struggles? Now, the Apostle Paul, a guy who wrote a lot of the New Testament there, he was no stranger to difficulties, to failures, or to pain. Actually, quite a relatable guy that way. And he wrote about suffering this way in Romans. We can find glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope doesn't put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us all. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, I'll admit, this is actually a tough scripture, because it has been used for far too long to justify bad things happening. There are those who would preach it to say, well, you see, God did this so you could grow. If anyone ever says that to you, please send them to me. But even if it isn't the person up front preaching a scripture, there's a lot of things that can come from a scripture like this. People can see it and use it to justify why things are happening. Moreover, the misreadings and misinterpretations of a scripture like this can lead to a lot of damaging and frustrating platitudes. You know, those beautiful phrases like, God won't give you more than you can handle. You know, when God closes a door, God opens a window. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I get the intended truths behind these sayings, but delivery is everything, people. God won't give you more than you can handle. Really? Does it look like I'm handling it right now? When God closes a door, God opens a window. Yeah, have you noticed? Windows are tiny and not meant to be walked through. And actually, they're usually high enough off the ground that falling out of them is hazardous to your health. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What happens if it does kill me? You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we hear, and it's hard. And so to then hear a scripture that says, oh, no, your sufferings, you can find glory in them. Because eventually, after a long list of big words, you get to hope. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. The delivery is a little something to be desired. You know, the other thing about these platitudes and rushing to hope and rushing to the window and all these other things is when we rush through that, when we offer these platitudes so quickly, it minimizes our feelings and our experiences. I just want to look at people sometimes and say, can we just take a second and acknowledge how I feel and how hard this is before we start telling me everything's going to be okay? This is how I feel. That's important for us to do for one another. Now let's get back to persevering. There are some very important learnings demonstrated in our movie that echo the wisdom of our scriptures and remind us of the life of Jesus. Here are some things I gleaned watching. It's important to surround yourself with good people if you want to persevere. You know, it's easier to persevere when you aren't carrying the weight of your problems alone. What we find is that in each of their journeys, the characters' lives are made easier with companionship. There's not a single character in the movie who makes it through their difficulties alone. Even Fred Savage, the little boy who is sick, makes it through the day thanks to the loving storytelling of his grandfather. What develops through the movie is a collection of heroes that are mostly heroic because of what they do for those around them. Not what they do for themselves or their original goal. You see, they also, in the midst of that, remind us of another important learning. To persevere, it is very helpful to know your gifts and know your shortcomings. Though the examples from the movie have more to do with preparing to storm a castle. Have fun doing that. Knowing and naming what we can do and knowing where we need help is a very important part of making it through difficult times. Our scripture names God's Spirit as poured out into our lives, and that Spirit has endowed each of us with gifts, unique gifts in each and every one of us that serve us in our living, equipping us for life. But we don't have every gift for every situation. Not all the ones we'll end up facing. And so there comes a time we all need help. We all need the gifts of someone around us who has that gift that we don't have. This is why community is so important. That we can have those around us with gifts that are different than our own. This is a natural growth out of surrounding yourself with good people. Because those good people have good gifts from a good God, all their own. And as we seek perseverance in life, I'm reminded that it's also very important to learn from our previous experiences. After navigating the infamous fire swamp, one of our heroes notes that we'll be okay because we've learned how to spot the dangers the others have not survived. And though our lives may not be filled with exploding fires and quicksand that will swallow us alive, we do have challenges we need only encounter once before we learn how to avoid them in the future. But what about those ones that it takes us a few times? Well, it takes us a few times. I hear in our scripture today a beautiful reminder that perseverance builds character. It also reminds me of a line my dad used to use all the time. He seemed to use the phrase, "Oh, it builds character," far too often. But here it is again. Perseverance builds character. Well, I think about this in the lens of our story, of a fairy tale, of pretty much any work of fiction. We have characters. And these characters, they are built upon backstory. We talk about, that character has some great development, don't they? It's their stories and their struggles. As we come to know those things, we come to know the character better. And when we look at our own lives and we see what we've gone through and the things that we've dealt with and the problems we've encountered, we come to know ourselves better. You know, I noted earlier that just because God doesn't do things to teach us doesn't mean we can't learn from them. That's an important thing. It actually makes me revisit one of those platitudes from earlier, the idea that our experiences can make us stronger. This is the entire premise of Paul's writing. Our scripture from Romans today names that the difficulties we encounter bring us to new places of growth as people, places where God is continually present. You know, I actually discuss this with couples a lot as I prepare to do weddings. I always like to sit and talk about life and remind folks that in whatever relationship you're in, it's not always easy. And I note to them how in every relationship, I'm a firm believer that you're not actually growing your relationship when things are going really well. You're welcome to enjoy it when they are, but you're not really growing in those moments. It's when things that are tough happen. It's when things are tough that all type of relationships, not just marriages, truly grow. Now, I was sharing this with a bride and a groom, and the groom happened to be a personal trainer. And as I was talking about this growing through the difficult times, he smiled the entire conversation. And I looked at him, and I said, "Well, what are you thinking?" And he looks at me and goes, "Oh, it's like resistance training. If you can't feel what you're lifting, you're not building any muscle." I stole his metaphor, and I use it all the time now. You know, another piece of wisdom I'm reminded of watching The Princess Bride was this. Tell your story. If you haven't seen it before, the entire movie is set up as a grandfather reading a favorite story to a sick grandson. It is important to remember that telling the story of our lives, telling the story of our own perseverance, is a gift to others and a gift to ourselves. Other people can find strength in your strength. They can find wisdom in your learnings and experiences. They can find hope in your successes. And they can see God in your story. Tell your story. Sharing your story is also a blessing to you. Because sometimes you need to hear about your own journey to fully appreciate all you have done, to fully appreciate all that you are doing, and to trust all you are capable of. There is something powerful about being confronted with a challenge and knowing your own story well enough to say, I've handled this before. Or on the good days, I've handled worse than this before. Recounting our own story also helps us see things we might have missed in the moment that suddenly become more clear as we look back and are reminded of our own journey. It especially is helpful for us to see the times and the places where God was present. When we can look at our own story, we can begin to see God within it, for God is with us. This is one of the promises that we claim. Our scripture put it this way: hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. That's the promise of perseverance. Because in the struggling, in the persevering, and in the character building, in the hoping, in the learning, in each and every moment, God is with us. It's almost inconceivable. Amen.